David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody. It's Stacey from The Advisor. And today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today. It's author Laurie McDowell. She's part of our podcast community. She has her own podcast under The Advisor, and she's here today. And I'm very excited to have her. She's going to talk about how to reset your mindset. So she's going to give us some great advice on how we can actually reinvent our minds, that set, and really become the people we want to become. And today we have Laurie here. She's going to tell you some great tools, tips, advice, and she's going to really set you on your way so you really can see the world in a whole different light and really accomplish your dreams and make them your realities really possible. So Laurie, tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Stacey Menton. I'm Laurie McDowell, and I am an author. I'm an author of the book, The Reinvention Mindset, and as well as co-author of a couple other books. I also am a speaker and a life and mindset coach. I like to call myself the reinvention coach because I help people get their mindset in a place where they can reinvent their life and create the life they truly most desire, or the life where they get the most joy and fulfillment from it.
I love that. You know, so many people, they want to change the way they think and they want to look at life differently, but they just don't know where to begin. You know, for people who are listening that really want to, they want something better, but they don't know how to go about it. You know, what's your advice? You know, when you're trying to really change yourself, you know, how do we do that?
Yeah, I think the biggest advice I have, the first thing when you're trying to change yourself, is to really go through a process of self-discovery. And you have to ask yourself a lot of questions. The first question you really want to figure out is, like, what is your why? What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that would make you the happiest person, you know, the most, gives you the most joy? What do you really want to do? What motivates you? And once you know your why, then you can look at, you know, where you want to go, what are the goals, what are the things that will fulfill that why? Because if we are fulfilling our why, then anything we do that fulfills that why will make us fulfilled, will make us satisfied, and we will do it so much better if we know where we're coming from. And the other important thing is to look at what's holding us back. And it could be ourselves, it could be, you know, our own limiting beliefs, our own limiting decisions, our mindset. Quite often it's our fears. We're afraid of so many things. And we'll talk about fear in a little bit. And sometimes it's other people. It's our expectations. It's that we feel like there was something we're supposed to do. You know, we went to college and we got this degree and now we have to work in that area. Or, you know, we are supposed to buy a house in the suburbs and drive a nice car and have 2.2 kids or something. So it's all and sometimes it's the people around us that hold us back because they expect things of us and they're not really what we want to do, but we do them because they're expected. So by figuring out what your whys are, where you want to go and what's holding you back, then you can actually get started on that journey to reinvent yourself and live the life that really gives you the most joy.
I love that. I think it's so important because even in today's society, like you mentioned, something really important is like we grew up in an environment and our whole lives from childhood and on, we're told what to do. We're told that we need to do this. We need to do that. We need to do this. You know, we if our parents are religious, you know, they dominated us into this religion and we go to church and this and that. And you grow up with a certain regiment your whole life. And then you think to yourself, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. And then, you know, and sometimes it's not really what you want to do. When you do like a deep discovery in yourself, you know, you wonder sometimes why you're not happy. Well, it's a lot of it can be because you're not really being the person you were meant to be, I think.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, we end up, you know, ever since when we're kids, we're told, you know, we're told to be seen, not heard. We're told to keep quiet. We're told, get good grades. And no one ever asks you, you know, like, what is it that really makes you happy? And then we keep going through life, and especially people who are high achievers in the corporate world, they do well, they get promotions, they get a great salary, and they're doing this work. And they never really stop and say, is this really what I want to do? Or am I really happy? Or is this, you know, everybody sees how you, on paper, you look so successful, but yet inside you feel like, you know, what am I doing? Why am I here? And I didn't ask myself that question until I was 60, almost 60 years old. And then it was like, you know, I've been doing this, and it hasn't been horrible. I never hated my job. I never hated my life. Yet it wasn't what lit me up. It wasn't what I jumped out of bed happy to do. And it wasn't what, you know, when I think back to when I was a teenager or just in my 20s, what I wanted to do. I wanted to make a difference in the world. I wanted to help people. I had all these big hopes and dreams. And then you get in this rut where you're doing what you're supposed to, and you're making money, and you're getting, you know, promotions, and you're doing well, but you're never thinking, okay, is this making me happy?
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I've had so many people that I've spoken to and clients too that worked in the corporate world, and they just were not happy and they left. And a lot of them left in their 50s and they realized that, you know what, I've been doing this for so long, but this is not who I am. This is not what I want to be. This is not making me the person that, you know, I always dreamt of becoming. I feel empty inside. I feel like I'm not at the place where I should be. And I hear that so many times. And, you know, it's so needed to do some type of self-discovery, you know, on ourselves. And, you know, what are some of the steps that people maybe can do at home to get them on that way? Maybe, you know, to start learning and understanding who they are and what their needs are and what they really want from life.
Yeah, I guess one of the things that I think everyone could do or should do is just, you know, get a piece of paper one day and write down, like, you know, what is it that you're doing when you're the happiest? And it could, you know, it could be something like gardening. It could be watching your kids or grandkids. It could be your job. It could be when you're at work, you're the happiest. That's, you know, it could be, you know, but look at what those things are, just so you know when you're the happiest, when you're the most fulfilled. And the other thing I think is really important is to look at what we fear and look at where our fears come from. Because often what stops us from doing, you know, sometimes we do know what we'd like to do, or we do know we'd like to do something different. You know, maybe we don't know what, but we know we want to change. But the fear is really stopping us from changing. So it's a good idea to look at your fears. I have an exercise that I like to tell people to do where you write down all the things you fear. And it could be, you know, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of heights, fear of... You know, fear that you're an imposter syndrome, fear of losing all your money. I mean, you have all these fears, and then you go next to them and you look right on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, what's the likelihood of this happening? With 1 being, it's probably not going to happen. And with 10 being, there's, you know, it's going to definitely happen. And after you do that, most people, if you look at your list, most of the numbers are going to be less than 5. You know, they're very low. The things we fear are very often very unlikely to happen. And then take the ones that are the highest, you know, if you have anything above 5, maybe look at those, or look at the couple that have the highest numbers and ask yourself the question, okay, if this happened, what would I do about it? And when you do that, you realize that, okay, even if this fear, that this thing that I'm fearing happens, I can handle it. I can be creative. I could figure something out, and it's really not that bad. And yet if you ask yourself, okay, if I get over this fear, what's the best that can happen? That's so much better. I mean, asking yourself not, you know, not what the worst is going to happen, but what's the best that can happen if I do this thing I fear?
Yeah.
And that really brings you to say, okay, it's, you know, it's worth trying, because even if I don't make it, it's not that bad. And I've learned something and I can try again. Because we are the one thing, like, you know, reinvention mindset, when I wrote the book and interviewed people, we're so resilient. Yeah. We can all learn, you know, there are no failures. There's just learning, and humans can recover from anything, really. I mean, if we just set our mind to it, we can overcome everything, and we can, you know, some of the people that have the most horrible things happen to them are the happiest.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what happens to you. It's how you handle it and what you do after that.
Oh, so true. And even if you look in your past, I'm sure there's everybody could look in their past about something traumatic happened in their lives. And then, and a lot of people, it's, you know, we go through obstacles almost all the time, you know, and if you think about it, and during the time that you go through your obstacles, life can be seem like it's so detrimental and stressful and chaotic, and you just don't know what to do, but we always get through it. We always get through it. And, you know, and if you're smart, you'll look back and maybe take something positive out of that negative that happened and learn from it and grow from it, you know, but we always get through it, you know, and that's what people have to understand and kind of embed in their souls that we, no matter what happens, we always get through it.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
Yes, that's so true. Yeah, I mean, we really can get through everything. And I believe that, you know, if something happened to us, it's because we needed it at that time.
Yeah.
And that made us, you know, whatever happened in the past made you who you are today.
Yeah.
And at that time, you needed to go through that experience, to learn from it, to grow, to get to where you are today. So everything that happened there, you know, it happened for a purpose and it brought you to where you are today. And you talked about how people sometimes are in their 50s and 60s when they decide to change their life. And that's one of the things I like to tell, you know, people I work with or just want to speak, is that it's never too late to reinvent yourself, to change your mind, to get to a happy place. Because if you're going to, you know, if you have one more day on this earth, don't you want to make that the best day ever?
Exactly.
But I mean, if you know, you know, you have one more day, make that the best day. If you have 10 more years, that's plenty of time. If you have another 50 years, we never know how long we're going to have. So we might as well start now.
Yeah.
And, you know, and starting doesn't always mean a major change. It's just, it's a change in your mindset where you decide you're in charge of your life and that you have choices, and the choices are yours and you get to make them. And that's a total shift in the way we go through life most of the time.
And it's funny you say that too, because, you know, I remember when I wanted to take speaking more seriously as a career, and I took this year long course. I always did public speaking all, you know, throughout my years, but I wanted to get better at it. And then I really wanted to make it a career and think, and I was thinking, I felt funny going into this class. I'm like, you know, I'm too old for this. What am I thinking? And I go into the class and everybody was my age or older. And there was no young people. It was all our age group. And it was so funny to me, because at first I was like a little insecure about going. I'm like, you know what? Why am I making a career change now? This is silly, you know? And then I go in there and everyone in the classroom is my age or older. And I was like, how funny is that?
That's so true. It's funny because I went to graduate school and got my PhD in chemical engineering. And, you know, I went when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And there was a man, Bill was his name, who was getting his PhD. Bill was 72.
Wow. Bill
worked for his life. He worked. He retired. Him and his wife traveled the world for about 5 years old. And then he decided he wanted to get his PhD. And he drove to class in a Corvette every day. And he took here's Bill. And you know, Bill is older than almost all the professors. He'd come to the parties in school, and he was just the coolest guy. And it was like, you know, that's just the way. He didn't care that he was 72. He said, okay, I want to learn something new. I'm going to get my PhD. He was probably never going to work again, but he learned a lot of stuff, and he wrote a thesis. You know, I think he was about 75 or 76 when he wrote his thesis and graduated.
Wow. That's amazing. That's awesome. You know, and that goes back to reinventing your mindset. How powerful. Like, you know, if you just change the way you think and then you practice, you know, the changes that you made, you could become probably a whole new person. Now, you're an expert in this. So what's your intake about, you know, changing your mindset and then actually taking action?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the first thing is changing what you believe and what you believe about yourself and what you believe about what's possible. Because once you believe something is possible, your unconscious mind can't really tell the difference between reality and what's fake. So if you imagine, you believe it's possible and you imagine, you see it happening and you say it's going to happen, then your brain believes it, it's already happened, really. I mean, it takes it as reality. So the first step is for you to believe it. And then the second step is you could really change the way people see you and the way they treat you. And that changes your reality because there have actually scientific studies that our emotions, you know, our emotions are not just one person. Emotion, you can't have an emotion without having someone to receive the emotion. So emotions are transferred between people. And when your emotions actually trigger something in the other person's brain, it's called a motor neuron effect. So if I'm smiling and happy and I meet someone, that smiling and happiness in my brain is going to trigger those positive thoughts in their brain. So then they're going to feel smile, they're going to feel happier, and then they're going to actually treat me better because I made them feel this way. So it changes their behaviors, and all their behaviors towards me will be in a positive sense. So if you're feeling confident, if you're feeling like a leader and you're putting that out there, other people's brains will pick it up and they'll treat you that way. And it can really change, you know. So, I mean, if the whole world just woke up and smiled every day, probably all the wars would go away. Pass that around and it would just make everything a happier place because we really do pass that on. So because your brain just picks things up and doesn't know. You could feel horrible inside, but if you're putting out that happy positive, that's what your unconscious mind sees, and that's what it passes to someone else.
Right. You know, it's so true. And that's why they say a lot of times, you know, you surround yourself with the people you want to become, you know, like, because you really feed off of each other. You know, you become who, you know, around the, you know, you become the people you surround yourself around, and it's just automatically their energy affects you and you affect their energy and you feed off of each other. And that's why they say it's so important. Like, really think about it. You know, if you really want to reinvent your mindset and you really want to become a better person, or you want to become the person that you set your mind to be, you have to really find those type of people. And, you know, and maybe people who have even, you know, gone further, you know, to elevated to a higher level, but they're on the same track as you with the same thoughts, and then surround yourself around those people so you brush off on each other. What do you think?
That's so true. And it's like, so that's why so many of the, you know, a lot of the programs and the coaching programs that people take are, I've paid, you know, joined coaching programs, not so much for the coaching, but just for the other people that were in the program, because it's worth the investment to get to know them and be around them, because they're successful, they're positive. And it's so true that the people around you, I mean, there's a quote, Byron Tyree Henry, he's an actor. He has a quote that I heard him say one time, that, you know, if the people around you are not supportive, uplifting, encouraging, that you don't have a support, you know, a network, you actually have a cage. And you want to make sure that the people around you are positive, that they have a high energy, because then that attracts more people that way. And you become who you're with. You can pass that on. They become positive and it just lifts everybody up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, and I love the fact that you encourage people to change their mindset, because so many people get fixated in their ways, or they think that, you know what, this is who I am and this is the way I'll be, and I'm, you know, and that, you know, I can't change. And or they're around people that tell them, oh, come on, you know, don't, you know, you can't change, you know, this is who you are, you know. But, you know, reinventing your mindset is something that anyone could do if they just learn how to do it the right way.
Yeah, it really is something that anyone could do. There's no reason, you know, we can't all be positive, be happy, be someone who strives for things and makes the choice. It's really about making a choice and choosing to be that way. And once you make that choice, then living with what that choice gives you. Because sometimes people say, okay, well, I chose to be a positive, but then they didn't do anything. It's like, once you make the choice, you still have to do the work. It's not like you say, I choose to be a millionaire. It's my belief. And then I'm just going to sit here and wait for the money to fall on me.
Right, right.
You can choose to have a successful business or to choose to be, you know, choose to be a famous actor, choose to be whatever it is you want. You still have to do the work. But when you do the work is it's inspired action. It takes you in that direction and you and possibilities open up. So the first part is choosing. The second part is believing. And then the third part is doing what's going to bring you there. And that involves, you know, letting go of things that are holding you back, surrounding yourself with positive people, asking for help, taking if you need more training or education or to learn something new, getting those learnings, doing that action.
Yeah.
So you still have to do it. But once you make the choice and once you believe it, doing it becomes so much easier because it's got that purpose and that why behind it. And you really are, you know where you want to go. And you see it and you know it's possible.
No, very true. So true. And when it comes to letting go, that's a hard thing for people. How do you let go of the things that are holding you back? Like, you know, how do you come to realization and get out of that denial and really look around and say, what's really holding me back? And then actually letting go. Because for a lot of people, that letting go part is very hard.
It is very hard. And that's where I think a lot of people need help. I mean, that's what one of the areas I coach on. And I actually, not only do I coach people on that, but I get coached on that. I continuously go through a breakthrough process when I realize something's holding me back. A lot of, the things that are holding us back came from the past. They could have come from something that happened when we were a child. They could have come from a generational trauma that happened, to our great grandparents, and our body just carries that away. And they're stopping us. And the way you let go is you figure out what you didn't get that you needed. I mean, it's true. Like if you were a child and you felt like you didn't get the support, you didn't get.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good. Except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
What you needed, or you didn't get the recognition, whatever you didn't get that you needed, and you learn to recognize that I can give that to myself. It's like if I didn't get love, say you're someone who didn't get the love they wanted. It's like, well, I don't need someone else to give me love. I can love myself and give myself what I need. And once you give that to yourself, you can let it go. If I didn't get, whatever the case may be, maybe I felt like I was unworthy. Well, it doesn't matter what other people think. If I think I'm worthy, then I'm worthy. And I can give that to myself. So I can let go of that feeling that I'm not good enough, because I know I'm good enough and I've told myself that. So a lot of it is just knowing, that you have all we have all the power we need. We have everything we need, or we know how to get it, and we can give it to ourselves. And really, that's the change in the mindset, in that, you are completely empowered to make your life what you want your life to be. And what other people think about you doesn't matter. What other people say about you doesn't matter. And once you stop caring about that, it makes it a lot easier to kind of give yourself what you need.
Oh yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And as long as you're confident in who you are, as long as you believe, you know that you're this and you know that you're that, you're not going to care so much about what other people think and what other people, kind of like focusing, worrying that, they're that or they're this, and you're so worried about what their response is. Oh, if they say this, this person might not like me and blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter. As long as you believe in you, that's all that matters.
Yeah. I tell a story in the book, back when, it's kind of funny, when I was a child, I was chubby and I had my hair was short and it was kind of bad hair, bad curly when all the hair was straight. I used to get straight A's, and my maiden name was Tori. So my name was Lori Tori. So I would get, I was a chubby, smart kid with bad hair and a rhyming name. I got picked up, and I, 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 because of that, throughout my whole life, I had this self-doubt, this wanting other people to like me, this really feeling like, you know, I'm not good enough, but I want other people to like me. And even through everything I did, it still lingered. And when I was in the middle of writing the book, I took my mom on a cruise to, and the night before the cruise, we stayed in Miami. And we stayed at the South Beach Hotel, and it was a beautiful hotel, and it was very trendy, and it was a Friday night. You know, and I'm 60, my mom's 80, and we wanted to get a drink at the bar, and I'm looking around this hotel. I'm in my room, and I'm like, I'm not pulling out everything in my suitcase and thinking, like, nothing looks nice enough for this bar. What do I wear? I was like, Lori, you know, you're 60 years old. You're a chemical engineer. You live in Texas. There's probably not an outfit in the world that's going to make you fit in this trendy South Beach bar with a bunch of 20 and 30 year olds. You like and go have fun. And I went down, we had a nice drink in the bar. And then I ended up sitting in the bar later on, and I was taking notes because I wanted to write a little bit in my book. So I was taking notes, and it was funny. There were all these people, you know, Friday night, beautiful people dressed up. And the bartender was like in his 20s. He's really cute. And he asked me what I was writing. I was like, oh, I'm writing a book and I'm taking some notes. And he started to come over. He's really interested. And then a young couple next to me started asking questions and someone else. And suddenly I'm sitting in this beautiful, trendy bar. And I've got all these people that are like in their 20s and 30s looking at me and asking me questions. And it was like, I felt so comfortable myself, and suddenly they're all like acting like I'm the important one. I'm the one.
Right,
it was
right.
Such a different experience, because here I am worried about, oh, what am I going to wear? No one cared what I looked like. No one cared what I wore. But once I felt comfortable with myself, I was attractive for these other people to interact with, and they wanted to hear what I had to say. So it just shows how you truly can change, you know. But when you change how you feel about yourself and you just let everything else go, people see you differently.
Yeah, it's so true. Once you are able to let it go, and you learn, if you believe, you change your mindset, and then you work on making yourself, you know, who that person you want to be. And you practice, and you create, well, I want to be outgoing. So you start to, you know, work on those characteristics of being an outgoing person, and you practice, and you learn how to change certain characteristics about yourself. You know, you start to feel good about yourself as you start to change, and then you start to develop more confidence, and you start to make choices, and you're not worrying so much about what everyone else is doing anymore. You're worrying, you're happy with you. And that's what I think it all boils down to, is that when you reinvent your mindset, you're really creating an inner happiness that's going to really shine through, it seems.
Yeah, that's exactly. And it's such a positive cycle that the more it happens, the better it gets. And it just rolls off where you're not caring what people think about you anymore. And yet once you stop caring and you're happy being you, people are attracted to you and they want to be around you and they want to ask, you know, and they want to know what you know, because you're so confident and you're so comfortable that everyone wants that for themselves.
Right, right. You know, I think it's great what you're doing, and I want to hear more about your book. Tell me a little about your book, because I heard bits and pieces about it, but it's so interesting because you talk about reinventing your mindset in the book. You know, that's what the book is about. And so I was wondering if you could tell us a little about it.
Sure. Yeah. I wrote the book after I was fired, and I was fired in a kind of a shocking, surprising way where it was totally unexpected. It was a horrible situation. And I had always wanted to write a book and I never had time. And suddenly it was like, well, I have time and I'm going to write a book. And at the time I wrote the book, I had done a 5K charity race. And the woman who formed the nonprofit, her name was Dominique, when she was in her like late 30s, she came down with, she was diagnosed with MS, and she was at the point where she had like, I think there are 30 possible symptoms of MS, and she had like 29 of them. And she was in a wheelchair and she was in constant pain. And she just, you know, she really didn't want to live anymore. Mm-hmm. And she decided, she had a vision one night in a dream where God came to her and said, you know, you have a mission, and told her, you know, that she had to change her life. And she decided that she wasn't going to accept this to be the rest of her life. And she started doing research and tried nutrition and everything else. And she actually cured almost all the symptoms. Whereas now you see her, she's energetic, she's vibrant, she's running around. You would never know it was the same person.
Wow.
And it really inspired me. And I said, I want, you know, there are so many people that horrible things happen to them and they turn around and they do the most amazing things and they're really positive. And yet there are other people that, you know, something a little bad happens, or they just spend their life being miserable and never, you know, they work a job they hate, or they just don't want to change. So I wanted to see what the difference was. So I started interviewing people. I started interviewing the people who had the awful things happen to them and did amazing things. And I learned that they have a lot of things in common. And that's what kind of I wrote the book about, you know, what they had in common, as well as what my intuition was telling me to write. So after I studied coaching, a lot of what I wrote, a lot of what I learned, it's like, oh, I already knew that because I put it in the book, but I didn't know where it came from.
Right.
So you know, those people that they believed in themselves, they believed it was possible. They knew they needed help. They all believed in some sort of a higher power, whether it was God, whether it was the universe, but they knew that there was faith in something bigger than themselves and they needed community. So they had people around them. They couldn't do it by themselves. They all had a deep why they wanted to succeed. They wanted to help other people. And they had like, you know, that why led to their mission.
Yeah.
And they had fears that they had to face and overcome. And so I kind of took, you know, all that they learned and took stories from my life and things I had learned to overcome and put it together into a book that's, you know, part self-help book, part memoir, part inspirational book.
Yeah.
Very easy book to read. It's got, you know, some stories that are funny, some that might make you cry, but it's definitely kind of a storytelling book, not necessarily like one of these self-help books where you have to take a lot of notes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it. And I think sometimes I think storytelling is one of the most powerful therapies ever, because you, when you listen to other people's stories, you realize you're not alone, and you realize you know, through other people's stories, you don't have to be, your story doesn't have to be exact, you know, like theirs. But if you could pull out like certain things that they said in their story and you could relate it to your life, it really can be really powerful and impacting on your life. You know, you learn from other people's stories, you learn, and it also empowers you because you're like, wow, this person can overcome it and move on with their life. Why can't I, you know? And the fact that you know that there are more people around you that, you know, think and gone through similar situations, you know, we all come through with different walks of life, but we all feel and think the same way, you know? And I think sometimes just by, you know, interviewing people and listening to the people's stories, I think it's so powerful, and it can be it's so life-changing to other people's lives.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, it's definitely easy to connect with someone through a story, and you see real outcomes. It's not like just, you know, what might happen. This really did happen. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now you have your book. Can you show everybody your book?
Yes. Here's the book. The book is called The Reinvention Mindset by Lori McDowell. It is on Amazon. It's on barnesandnoble.com as well. And it's in a few bookstores, although it's a lot easier to find online.
Now, if you had to take everything we talked about today and you really wanted to summarize it and really point out a few important factors, what are some things you really like to emphasize to the listeners?
I think the thing I'd really like to emphasize is that you have the power to do and be, you know, whoever you want, whatever you want, that you have everything inside of you. And it's really a matter of like making the choice, saying, I'm going to choose the direction of my life and just not putting it in someone else's hands, not really doing what you're supposed to do or what you think you have to do, but having that power of choice And we all have the ability to do whatever we want. We all, you know, we're all created with amazing capabilities inside of us. And we have everything we need, and we just need to find it.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. And you know, I think everyone has something within them that they can, you know, we all, like we were talking about earlier, we all carry those wonderful characteristics. We all have something wonderful about us. This is just that self-discovery that you were talking about, which is so important. Now, what type of services do you provide?
Right. What I do is I do coaching. I do one-on-one coaching or group coaching, and I actually have some training programs. So I can do everything from, you know, one session for an hour to multiple sessions to a training program that, you know, I have an 8-week training program that helps you basically. What that does, it works for people who are coming from a corporate world and starting their own business or new in their own business, and it helps them get their mindset in the right place for success. And in my coaching, I take people through like a breakthrough session where they basically learn. They get to release everything that's holding them back. They get to face their negative beliefs, their fears, their whatever, you know, figure out what the root cause is and get rid of that. And then from there, put together the plans and the inspired action and a goals that they can achieve. And we kind of help them get a process to achieve those goals. So those are the types of things. I do speaking, keynote speaking, inspirational. I talk at conferences, so I'm available to talk. Love to work with women, and especially I work with women who are come from a corporate job, women who are technical engineers, scientists, because I can, you know, I can relate to them on the technical level as well. And then I help them learn to, you know, I think a lot of what we don't always use our whole brain. We're especially when you're working in corporate, you're using, you know, the logical half of your brain, and you're not paying any attention to the unconscious. And I help them get in touch with the unconscious mind and integrate the two, so, and that leads to lasting results.
Yeah, and that's so important to do, is to be able to connect the unconscious with the conscious, because a lot of times there is a lot of things that are going on with us are coming from the subconscious, and we don't really realize that. And when we can tap into it and understand, you know, it could be a life-changing moment as well.
It does. It makes everything. It's almost like when I, you know, after I started doing this work on myself, because everything I have to do with my clients, I've done to myself, and I've been had done to me. And it's amazing how once you access both sides of your brain, like, you become more efficient. Things that used to take you 2 hours may only take you an hour, because you're actually, you know, it's almost like you're operating on parallel paths. And instead of being, you know, you used to be on the little side road, and now you're working down the highway, and it's just things are happen so much faster.
True. Very true. Oh, you know, it's so important, I think, you know, what you teach, because I think everyone needs to really, because we change consistently as an individual. We're always changing, you know, and they say every 7 years we tend to change also. But, you know, it's always good to keep on top of your thoughts, your wants, your needs. And you know, you should be constantly reinventing your mindset and always looking to better in yourself and making yourself, you know, even more so, you know, and to do that, you really have to understand who you are and really understand, you know, like your self-discovery, really understand the inner self, your wants, your needs, your objectives in life, what really matters to you, what doesn't matter to you, you know, what are you looking to get out from life, you know, what makes you happy, and really, you know, keeping that all maybe on in a little diary, and then looking at yourself, you know, every once in a while and saying, am I on the right track, or do I need to, you know, reinvent my mindset a little bit and change some things in my life, you know, because, you know, we're changing world, we're changing beings, and, you know, change is just a normal part of our lives. Even though a lot of people don't like the word change, it's just inevitable. You know, everybody changes.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Change is constant. It's the only thing that happened. And I love the fact that you mentioned how it's a constant process, because the reinvention mindset and the reinvention, it's not a destination. It's a journey. And it's definitely a straight line journey. I mean, it can, you know, it has detours. It can go up and uphills, downhills. You can have dead ends where you have to turn around and go back the other way. But it's a constant process. And, you know, you get to the place, you hit one goal, and then it's not like, okay, I hit that goal, I'm done. It's like, okay, what's my next goal? What's my next day?
Exactly.
We're always growing. We're always changing. And, you know, we can't, but that's the thing. We have to accept that we can. It's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you got a college degree in this, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter if you've done this job for 30 years, you could do something completely different. You can do whatever it is that really, you know, fulfills you. And I mean, I think the world is a joyful place, and there's so many opportunities and possibilities, and we should be free to explore all of them.
Yes. Oh, 100%. 100%. Now, if people wanted to contact you, where would they go to find you?
Yeah. My email is lmcdowell, MCDOWELL, at reimagineu.net. Reimagine You Strategies is the company. So I also have the webpage is reimagineu.net. And then if you're interested in talking, you can just go, my calendar link is very simple. It's booklori.com. So if you want to go on booklori.com, you can book an appointment. But email is great. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. You can, you know, Instagram, reach me on any of those, but email is easy. And like I said, or you can contact me through the website.
I love it. I love it. This has been an amazing discussion today. And I think you provided such wonderful information. You know, I think it's so important to go over, you know, what we talked about, because a lot of people, like I said earlier in the conversation, you know, people don't realize that change is possible, that we don't have to settle for who we are and what we have. You know, we can change our mindset and reinvent ourselves at any time, at any given day.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's so important. You can do that at any time. You have the power to be who and what you want to be, who or what you want to be. You can change at any time. And it's a matter of, you know, knowing what it is you want, knowing yourself, believing it happens, letting go of what's holding you back, and then just getting started.
Yes. 100%. I got to tell you, this has been a wonderful discussion today, Lori, and I'm so glad you came on the show today to talk about this, because you've been such an inspiration. You really have. You know, people, you know, just like your sign says, faith does not make anything easy. It makes it possible. So, you know, and that's so true. That's so true. And, you know, I think what you talked about today was wonderful, because people have to realize that and anything is possible. Anything is possible. We can reinvent ourselves at any given time, and that people shouldn't settle. And you made a very good, you know, point today, and you gave such great tools and techniques and strategies on how to get started. So I just want to thank you so much for sharing all the information and your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacey. I really enjoyed the conversation as well. And thank you for giving me this forum to have this conversation, share this information.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you. And I can't wait to see you soon. I look forward to it.
Thanks.
So everybody, remember that Lori has her own podcast. So you can see her anytime. You just go and you type her name in, and you'll see her on any platform. And if you like this episode, don't forget to like and comment and share and follow us, so you'll see more episodes in the near future. So everybody, have a great day. And thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.